part of the sea. Even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Would you bow your heads and let's pray today? Heavenly Father, for the next few minutes, I ask you to do something, Lord, that only you can do. And Father, that is that you can take these words of mine, Lord, and I pray that you could, Father, set them on fire. And Lord, that you would cause them to find the hearts and lives of your people to ignite a fire in their hearts, oh God. Father, I pray for your anointing because your anointing is what breaks the yoke. Father, it's not in the loudness of our voice. It's not in, Father, the intensity, Lord, of our shout. But Lord, it's your word that penetrates our very soul, Lord, that does something eternal in our lives tonight. And Father, I ask you today in Jesus' wonderful, precious name, that you would anoint me, Lord, anoint these people to hear from me, Lord. That they would hear from you, Lord, the things, Lord, that you would bring to their hearts today. And we give you praise in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen and amen. This morning I want to speak to you on the subject of where is God when you need Him. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you wondered, where is God? I know I have. I've that on, as a minister of the gospel, I've asked that question on many occasions. I said, God, where are you? You know, here I'm preaching, I'm expecting certain things, and where are you, God? Sometimes He just seems to not to be there or doesn't listen. How many know what I'm talking about? But you know what? Even when we do that, Jeremiah 23, verse 24 out of the Good News Bible says this. It says, I am a God who is everywhere and not in one place. Do you not know that I am everywhere in heaven and on earth? God's Word tells us that God is everywhere. There is no place where God is not. Amen. There's no place in the universe that we don't know where God, that God is not there. We call this the omnipresence of God. In other words, God is everywhere in the world. Amen. How many realize that when you got up this morning, God was in your home that morning. Amen. When I got up this morning and got dressed and was ready to come to church, God was there with me every step of the way. And when I got to church, guess what? He was here with me also. There's no place in the universe that God is not, which simply means He's everywhere. Oh, listen, God is not limited by time and space. How many realize that? If I was to get into a submarine tonight or this morning and go to the very depths of the ocean, if it was possible, and I was to say, God, where are you? Can I tell you something? God would say to me, here am I. I'm here. Even in the depths of the sea, He is there. That's what the psalmist was saying. Listen, even if I could somehow get on a rocket ship and fly to the most furthest galaxy in the world, can I tell you something? When I got there, I would not be all alone. You know what? When I got there, you know who would be there? God would be there. Because God is everywhere. He's not confined to one place. He's not confined to any one location. He is not confined by anything. Now that's a concept that's hard for you and I to imagine because we live in these limited bodies of ours and it's impossible for us to be in two places at once. Now, I tell you, there's been many times that I wanted to be in two places at once. Yesterday was one of those times. I'd be here and somebody say, they need you there. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I'd run over there. And they say, oh, we need to do something over here. And I'd love to be some way to be in more than one place at a time. But how many realize it can't happen? We're limited by this body, amen. But it's not a problem with God. The Bible tells us that God is a spirit and that God can be in many places at the same time. Do you realize that He can live in my heart and go with me wherever I go, and as well live in your heart, and go and guide you and follow you wherever you go? And not only can He be there, but He can be on the other side of the globe while He's still with me. There's no place that God cannot be. He's everywhere. But where is God when I find myself in that situation? Where is God when I find myself going through those difficult times? Where is God when I really, really need Him? When I find myself in trouble and when I find that life is tearing me apart, when sickness attacks my body and when hunger and hurt is tearing my life shreds. Where is God? How many realize that everything can be going right today, and tomorrow everything can go south that quick? Because you and I cannot predict what's going to happen into our lives. But can I tell you something today? We can predict where God's going to be. Let me tell you, wherever you're at in your life this morning, whatever you're going through right now, can I tell you something? God is there walking alongside of you right now. That's the one thing that we know. We don't go through this life by ourselves. Listen to what Isaiah 43 says to it. It says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame be kindled against you. Can I tell you something? Anywhere you're at in your life, whatever you're going through, whatever you find yourself, nothing can separate you from the things of God. Hebrews, listen to this, 13 verse 5 says this. He says, listen, I will never leave you or forsake you. Isn't that great? I was talking to Pastor Ray just the other day, and he was making some fun because I have a tendency to drive kind of fast. Okay? I walk fast. I talk fast. I do everything fast. How many know what I mean? And Pastor Ray said, listen, you better slow down because at 75 or 80, God gets out of the car with you. He says, if you go over 85, the devil gets out of the car with you. And I said, oh, no, my brother. That's not true. That's false doctrine. And he kind of laughed. And I said, you know why? Because my Bible tells me that my Lord will never forsake me. Amen. So if I'm going 80 miles an hour, breaking the law, now he might not be with me when I get that ticket. How many know what I'm talking about? But he doesn't get out of the car with me. Amen. He's there. He's with me everywhere I go. Turn with me, if you will, over to Psalms chapter 46. I love this passage of Scripture. And I think it really speaks to our point today. Listen to what it says. It says, God is our refuge and our strength. Listen to this. A very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, I will not fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters there roar and the troubled, and through the mountain may shake with the swelling thereof. Hallelujah. There are several things about this passage of Scripture that I love. And let me read them to you. One of the words in this passage of Scripture is the word present. How many see that? Present. He says, I'm a very present help in time of trouble. The other word that I'm real excited about is where it says very. David wrote about God. He said this. He says, God is a very present help in your time of trouble. Now, I had a few questions about that when I began to read that and study that. How can you be very present? Now, in my mind, you're either present or you're not. How many realize when I'm going through something, when I'm going through a difficult time, I don't need somebody out there. How many know that? I need somebody right here. I need somebody that's here with me. Someone that can help me. When I would read that passage of Scripture, I used to just read, I never noticed the word very present. I would just read that God was with me, was always present. He's with me in every situation. But what is it that causes God to be very present with me? What does it make God to be very present? How can God be very present to me? You know, that passage of Scripture tells us. You know what it is? Trouble. He says that He'll be a very present help in time of what? Trouble. A very present help in time of trouble. The Bible says if you're having trouble, if you're going through a difficult time in your life, hallelujah, oh, God's very presence is with you. If you're here this morning and you're going through a difficult time, If you're here this morning and life is being tough to you, if you're going through some time of failure in your life, or you're struggling with resentment, or you're hurting here this morning, you may be here and you may be lonely in your heart. Can I tell you, I got good news for you, because it's in those times that God says, I'm not just going to be with you, I'm going to be very present with you. Very present in the time of trouble. I remember several years ago when our kids were just small, we had gone to North Carolina to visit some friends, and the kids were running around and having a good time. They had gone into another bedroom to watch some TV, and us adults were out talking. And we heard this tremendous crash, bang, and then this blood-curdling scream. And we knew, oh my goodness, something bad has happened here. So we jump up and run into the bedroom, and you know what we found? We found our son on the floor with one of those. You remember before they had flat screen TVs, they had those big old monstrosities about that big? This big old 32-inch probably TV had fallen on his head. How many realize that we were pretty concerned about that? We grabbed him up, rushed him to the hospital. They did a CAT scan. They did everything on him, you know. And they came out and they said, Mr. Holmes, we think that your son probably has a mild concussion. And you need to kind of wake him up every 2 hours, you know, look in his eyes and make sure they're not crossed or, you know, something. And he said, but just keep an eye on him, watch him, okay? Well, let me tell you something. When we got him home, and he wanted to go to sleep, We didn't wake him up every 2 hours to look into his eyes. We looked at his eyes about every 20 minutes. You know what I'm talking about. He'd go to sleep, we'd wake him up. Look at it, son, look at it. And why? Because he was in trouble. We weren't just present. We were very present. Why? Because the one that we loved, the one that we cared about was going through something that we wanted to make sure that we were there on the spot to make sure that nothing else happened to him, that we were there to walk him through that. I don't think Jackie and I got a bit of sleep that night. But you know what? We were right there by our son's bed. He'd doze off, we'd wake him up. Why? Because he was in trouble. Listen to me this morning. When our Heavenly Father sees His children going through a difficult time, when our Heavenly Father sees His children hurting, broken, battered by this earth, you know what He says in His Word? He says, listen, I'll be your very present help in time of trouble. Just like we were there for our child. We were right there for our son. We were there. We didn't let him out of our sight. We were there to look at him and look care for him. When you're going through a difficult time, your Heavenly Father is there. He's very present in your life. Now, so many times we can't see that. And it's in those times of trouble that we go through, sometime we feel that God has abandoned us. How many know what I'm talking about? It's when I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, when I'm walking through those times of heartache and those times of hurt and pain in our lives. You know what we do so many times? We feel like, God, where are you? God, where are you? And we feel that God has abandoned us. But can I tell you something? God hasn't abandoned us. Oh, we know, hallelujah, that He's not there to forsake us. But He is there, amen, a very present help in the time of our need, in our times of depression, in our times of disappointment. We all go through it. How many realize that? But as we're going through that, we're not going by ourselves. Because He says, I am there. I'm a very present help in the time of need. I want you to know God's not very far from you. Even from you this morning. And I don't care what you may be going through at this time. What you may have in your life at this time. And it may seem that God is not anywhere to be found. God has not abandoned you in your time of trouble. He walks with you. And He's right there present in your time of need. Let me ask you something this morning. Are you facing some trouble? Do you need a divine intervention of a holy, loving God in your life? Do you have a need in your life that only He can? Can I tell you something? If you do, I got some good news for you. Because He's not very far away. He is a very present help in time of trouble. Where is God when you need Him? Let me tell you, He's closer to you this morning than you can imagine. He is closer to you than you can ever dream. Why? Because when you're going through the difficult times, when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, He is a very present help in your time of trouble. He is there and He's always been there. How many realize that? He's not ever left you. God's Word tells us, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He even said in another passage of Scripture, I will go with you even to the end of the world. Isn't that wonderful and comforting to know? That you and I don't have to face anything in this world by ourselves. God's not just everywhere in a general sense, but He's everywhere in the specific sense that He's everywhere in my life that I need Him to be. He walks with me. He guides me. He shows me the way to go. He's never left me. God says, I'll be with you. In fact, the Bible tells us, David writes this, and we just read it in our text this morning, if I make my bed in hell, he says, I'm there. Can I tell you something? Listen to me, those of you who may have children that are away from God and not serving God, can I tell you something? He's never forgot them. They're not just out there. They might be doing some crazy stuff and doing some harebrained things. But He said, I'm not going to leave them. He said, if they make their bed in hell, I'm right there. You know why He's there? Because He's waiting for them to cry out to Him. Hallelujah. He's there. He's there. If I make my bed in hell, You are there, Lord. There is nowhere that you and I can go from God's presence. But in our times of trouble, the Bible says that He is closer than we can ever imagine because He's a very present help in our time of need. But in those difficult times, we find ourselves saying, God, where are You? We find ourselves discouraged. We feel ourselves abandoned by God. But listen to what Psalms 34 verse 18 says. He says, the Lord is near those who are discouraged. He saves those who have lost all hope. Listen to me this morning. If you're here and you've lost hope, can I tell you something? Hope in Him. Hope in Him. Why? Because what does the Word say? He said, listen, He says, I will save those who have lost all hope. If you're here this morning and you're discouraged, if you're here this morning and your heart is broken, the Bible tells us that God is nigh unto you. He is a very present help in time of trouble. Some say, oh, Pastor Rick, but if I could just, I just need to feel God. If I could just feel God, I know He would be there. Have you ever been there? Let me tell you something. My feeler, I got a good feeler. It works good. How many know what I mean? I want to feel the presence of God. There's times I come into this place and we worship and I feel the presence of God moving in this place. And oh, it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? It feels wonderful to be in the presence of God. But can I tell you something this morning? My feeling has nothing to do with God being there or God not being there. Can I tell you there are times that I feel God and there's other times that I don't feel God and I don't have that presence. I feel that presence with me. But can I tell you God's Word says whether I feel it or whether I don't, God's presence is there walking with me every step of the way. I'm troubled when I'm in need. He walks with me. I love it. My faith is not anchored in how I feel, but my faith is anchored in this book called God's Word. I believe what God's book tells me, whether I feel it or not. Now don't get me wrong, I like to feel. I like it. I like to feel the presence of God. But if I go by my feelings, listen to me guys, if I go by my feelings, church, I'm going to be disappointed more times than not. How many realize that? Because as life comes and as trials come, sometimes my feelings are not there. But God is always there, regardless of my feelings. And can I tell you something? If you'll stand on this book, if you'll walk according to this Word, can I tell you something? The feelings will come. Amen? The feelings will come. But when I walk through that, when I don't feel anything, God's presence is even with me when I don't feel it. My faith is anchored in the Word of God. Why? Because God's Word says He's very present in my time of trouble. When I'm in need, when I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, God says, I will be your very present help in time of trouble. I'm talking to someone this morning. Amen. I'm talking to someone. You're going through a hard time this morning. And can I tell you something? God is walking right alongside of you. You say, I don't feel it, Pastor. I can't see it, Pastor. But can I tell you something? He's never left you. He's never forsake you. I'm talking to some people this morning. They're going to be facing some battles in the near future. And you're going to think, where is God? Where is God? Take it from old Pastor Rick. Amen. He's walking with you through those battles. He's walking through you through those times of trouble. David said in Psalms 23, when I go through the valley of the shadow of death, he says, I will fear no evil. I'll fear no evil. Why? Why? He says, for thou art with me. When I'm walking through those times of uncertainty in my life, and I don't know what the next step is going to bring me to, but by faith I say, Lord, I'm going to walk through this and I'm going to trust you. You're going to lead me. You're going to guide me. And I'm trusting you. He will lead you even through the valley of the shadow of death. It is there that He will be with you. Because He is a very present help in time of trouble. He's a very present help in time of need. Can I tell you something? Not only is He there in your time of need, He's there when you walk through the fire. How many realize it? We just read that scripture. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Why? Because He's with you. When I read that scripture, my mind automatically goes to the Hebrew children. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen? You remember them? You remember? The old king said, heat up the fire, and if you don't bow to me, I'm going to throw you in. And I love what they said. You know what they said? They said, listen, we're not going to bow. We know that our God is able to save us. We know our God is able to deliver us. But listen to this faith. But if He doesn't, we're not going to bow. Isn't that faith? I don't imagine they were feeling very much there. And they opened the doors of that furnace and they threw them in there. And the old king says, didn't we put three men in there? I see four. It looks like the Son of God. Listen to you, me church, when you and I are walking through the fire, when we're going through the difficulties of time, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus walks right alongside of you. Oh, listen. And if you'll notice in the fire, in the midst of the fire, the only thing that was burned was the things that bound them. Amen. Let me tell you this morning, it's in the midst of the fire when you can see Jesus. Hallelujah. He's there. He walks with you. Oh, you may be going through the fires, the furnace of life, but I want you to know that God is there in the midst of you, within the midst of the fire. Hallelujah. If we could just realize it, that God is with us, that He has not forsaken us, that He's always there. Can I tell you something? Our lives would take on a completely different viewpoint. We could walk in confidence. We could walk, whether we felt it or not. We could say, I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that God is with me, and I will not be afraid. God wants to walk through you, through your valleys of the shadow of death today. I close with this morning. God wants to walk with you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 says this, my little children, I write unto you that you sin not. But if any man sins, we have an advocate with our Father, which is Christ Jesus. That word advocate is the word that we have, that we get the word comforter from. How many know what I'm talking about today? And the word comforter is where we get the word Holy Spirit from. How many realize that? Isn't that wonderful? That's the same word, the comforter. In fact, Jesus said, if I don't go away, the comforter will not come. Can I tell you something? 1 John said, even when we sin, even when we fail, we have the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, right there in the midst of us. When we're guilty, when we have sinned, when you've fallen short of the glory of God, He is there. Our Heavenly Father does not forsake you and I because we mess up or because we fall. Amen? I'm afraid too many times people point their fingers at people when they fail, but God doesn't point His finger. He reaches out His hand and says, I am here to help you. I'm here to lift you up. I'm here to take care of you. Can I tell you something? I made it my life's goal. I'm not going to be a fair weather Christian. You know what I'm saying? When everybody's doing what they ought to do and somebody falls, I'm going to turn my back on them. No, I'm going to reach out and I'm going to help those who have fallen to get back up again. Can you say amen? Why? Because that's what the Holy Spirit does. He wants to lead us and guide us. I'm going to try to restore those that need to be restored. God is faithful and just, the Bible says, to forgive us of all of our sins and cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. Now, does God want you and I to sin? Does God want you and I to fail? No, absolutely not. But when we do, He's there ready to forgive us and cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. Where is God when I need Him? He is there to help you in your time of trouble. Where is God when you find yourself discouraged? He is there to help you. Where is God when you're afraid and don't know which way to turn? He's there to be your guide and your direct. Where is God when you're going through the battles of this life? Oh, He's there when you need Him the most. He's a very present help in time of trouble. I want you to know this morning that as we've been gathered together here, that His presence is in this place right now. You may say, well, I don't feel it. It doesn't matter whether you feel it or not. Can I tell you something? When we gather together in His name, Jesus said if we will gather together in His name, that He would come and make His abode with us. He would abide in us. He is here this morning, right now, walking up and down these aisles. And He's waiting for you and I just to reach out to Him. How many realize that? To recognize His presence in this place. When I'm in trouble, He's there. He is reaching out to you and I right now. I don't care what your need may be this morning. I don't care what you have done. I don't care how many times you've done it. And I could care less who you've done it with. Amen? Our Heavenly Father is here this morning to reach out to forgive you of your sins and heal your body and raise you up. Amen? How many believe that this morning? He's here this morning. I believe that God is speaking to someone this morning. You're here and God may seem far away. It may seem like that God has been removed from you. He's abandoned you. I want you to know this morning, He's not very far from you. Would you bow your head with me this morning? I'm going to ask Becky to come to the altar if she will. He's not very far from you this morning. I don't care what you're going through, what your need may be this morning. Would you just stand with me all over this place? Just close your eyes and bow your head with me. I want you to know this morning, God is reaching out to you. Maybe you're here this morning and maybe you failed God. Maybe you've sinned. Maybe you're here this morning and you might have alcohol on your breath this morning because you went to places you shouldn't have gone last night. Can I tell you something? God went with you. And He's here right with you this morning to reach out and touch you. You might be here this morning going through a time of difficulty in your life. You may have felt, God, where are you? But He's right here reaching out to you today. He's here. And if you will reach out to Him, let me tell you something, He'll show Himself to you in a real and a powerful way this morning. All over this place with eyes closed and heads bowed, no one looking around this morning. I wonder how many would say, Pastor Rick, I need God to touch my life.